I don't know. I've kind of had this scratchy throat, you know. Keep thinking it's gonna go away, but it's all right. I mean, I can still meet up. I feel okay. Yeah. That sounds good. So, you mean the record store down by what street is that? It's not Western Boulevard, is it? Oh, that's right. It's Hillsborough. Okay. Yeah. I can meet you there. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Okay, well, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that. That would be really nice, actually. You're funny. Okay, so we'll meet there at 7. I'll look for your car, and we'll sit in your car for a minute. And talk. Maybe have a little kiss. Okay, yeah, we'll have a little kiss. And then we'll go on the record store. And you know, I don't actually have a record player, you know that, right? So these are records for you. I mean, maybe I'll get one, but right, well, yeah. No, that's fine with me. We will shop for your record collection. So, okay. And then we're going to maybe grab a bite to eat, right? And then, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of places over there. Okay. Well, great. This sounds great. Looking forward to it. Oh yeah. What was the other thing you wanted to say? Okay. Well, you're making me laugh even with my cough. I'm just gonna have a swallow of water. Just 1 second. Right now I feel fine, really. It's just tiny bit of a lingering scratchy throat, but yeah, I feel fine. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true. That's true. So what do you have in your collection now, or what are you looking to buy? I had a friend ask me recently, who has, you know, recently procured a record player, was asking me what albums I would recommend. I was trying to think of things that were like, you know, there's so many good songs, there's so many good artists and things, but like I was trying to think of a handful of albums that are like perfect, you know, like from start to finish, those kinds of albums, you know. And a few came to mind. So I'm thinking of PJ Harvey dry. I think it's perfect, you know, from start to finish. The Cure, Disintegration. Basically any album by The Innocent Submission. I suggested Birds of My Neighborhood, but really, you know, you know, if you like them at all, you can't go wrong with any album. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. No, I never got to see them. Well, the next one I was going to say is the Sundays. I did get to see the Sundays. I was very fortunate to see them in Georgia. They had a show at night, but and a bunch of my friends were going, but I couldn't get a ticket for some reason. But anyway, I went down there with them just to go. And then the next day, there was some kind of a fundraising benefit or something. So the Sundays played a second show. I think that one might have even been free, or I don't remember exactly, but you could just go. And I saw them perform then and got to talk to them afterwards. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I want to say it was maybe like the late 90s, I guess. I don't remember how many people in the band I spoke with, but I definitely remember speaking with Harriet. You know, she's everything that you would guess that she is. And she was delightful and charming and sweet and polite and a little self-deprecating, you know. She, you know, she always wears her hair up or wore her hair up. And I guess that was maybe in my early 20s, and I guess she was older, like maybe her 30s. I don't know exactly. But she made some comment like, because we were complimenting her hair, you know, it was just so lovely the way she put it up. And she says something like, when she lets it down, that it's so long that she feels like she looks like an old woman. You know, can you imagine Harriet Wheeler saying that she looked like an old woman? This was like, oh my God, I bet she's still beautiful, but this was like in the late 90s, so. But it was all very sweet and charming and just, you know, a really sweet memory. Really? Well, you're kidding. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Life is like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. It is interesting to think about what albums are completely perfect in your mind, you know? I know there are a dozen others I could think of. Possibly Limbo from Throwing Muses. I don't know. I love so much from Throwing Muses, but a completely perfect album. It may have to be Limbo. And then Grantley Buffalo. I can't think of the name of that album, but it's just perfect. Start to finish. Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of them. Maybe I should get a record player. Let me just grab a little bit more water. Sorry. Okay. Oh, well, that sounds good. So, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you too. Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. All right, well, so I'll see you Wednesday then, 7 o'clock. Okay. Okay.